So, what do you reckon, then? Can you make the demons disappear? They're scaring the regulars. And I can't be dealing with all the complaints again.
Let me see. Traces of ectoplasmic residue and telekinetic energy. Yes, I can get rid of your ghoulish guests for you. For a small fee, of course. Or you can pay me in wine.
Get rid of me? Well, we'll see about that. I've been scaring here ever since I was a sprat. And I'm not about to stop now. Ghoul indeed.
Well, Tom, it's not every day one gets to explore a sewer looking for one's priceless diamonds. It smells worse than Aunt Petunia's cheese flan. This is just the absolute end.
I guess I'm looking for someone who likes romantic nights out, you know, with beautiful sunsets and cozy nights in by the fire. Y'all know, the usual, right?
Oh, excuse me. Have I come to the right room? Is this a confidence-boosting and mindfulness class?
I'm afraid Mrs. Pumpernickel is off today due to the forensic reports coming back as a positive match. Frau Kindersindbos, at your service. Take a seat.
Well, you can't sit here. It's taken. What? Oh, I'm not having a ginger nut sit next to me. Ow!
Right, well now, I'm happily unemployed. I own all my own teeth. Most of my hair is natural. I can communicate with earthworms, and my middle name is Cletus. But it's not all good news.
Good afternoon, sir, or madam. I'm a scout explorer from the 23rd Tribe Junior Bears Company. Can I interest you in some cookies today, sir, or madam?
Cookies? Did someone say cookies? I'll take them. All of them. I am awake.
My family? Well, I've a condescending mother, an overbearing father, an older brother who's just home from prison, and a judgmental aunt and uncle.
Don't show them any fear.
Come on, you can't stay mad at me forever. Look, I'm doing the face. You know you can't resist the face.
Essentially, I've got this overriding fear of being trapped in a box. The confined space, the total darkness, lack of oxygen, that's fine. It's all the other voices that worry me.